The South Dakota Chorale is a group based in Sioux Falls with singers from the region and across the nation. The chorale was founded 6 years ago by artistic director Brian Schmidt, who is currently assistant conductor, administrative coordinator of chapel music at Duke University Chapel. He's been awarded a fellowship with the 2015 International Conductors Exchange Program to Sweden, and in October he joins 14 other U.S. conductors to Stockholm for the Scandinavian Choral Convention, and he joins us on the line. And Brian, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. It's great to be with you today.
Well, congratulations on the fellowship. Wondering what sort of opportunities that provides you.
Well, thank you. It's a great honor, and it will be a lot of fun to connect with the 14 other American conductors who are also just incredibly talented people. All the details are actually not yet in place. We know that we're potentially going for a period in the summer of 2015, and then also for probably a two-week period in October of 2015. Details on the other cities we'll be visiting or conductors we'll be studying with and observing or choirs that we'll also be conducting, all of that is yet being put into place.
So you get to explore a little bit of the Swedish choral tradition?
Exactly. And it's quite exciting for me. I've been an observer and just a fan of the Swedish choral tradition, which is really one of the very rich singing cultures in the world. But unlike we often think of Great Britain as one of the major singing cultures with all of the cathedral choirs and the boy choir programs, the Swedish singing culture really made a huge rise since the 1950s, and so it's more recent, but there are just so many incredible Swedish choirs, from youth choirs and choir schools for children all the way on through some of the most esteemed groups like the Swedish Radio Choir.
So it's just integrated into the society from whether you're young to old, that everybody's singing?
Very much. It's very much part of their culture. Similar to some of the Baltic states that have famously kind of gathered as a country and stated their independence. Estonia has a great story about that in the 1990s and just being united in song in many ways. And so the Swedes are, have an incredible singing culture in place right now. It'll be great to be among that.
So how do you see that as comparing, or how is it different from the American choral tradition?
Well, I would say the American choral tradition is growing very similarly, lots of growth in the last 50 years especially. And, of course, America is now doing studies, and I think some of the most recent studies are more than 42 million Americans that sing in choirs. In some form, whether it be church choirs or school choirs, or professionally, but it somewhat mirrors the United States. Stockholm is kind of the epicenter in Sweden, and Sweden being a small country, it becomes, I think, an easier study. You can get around the country. You can see how it's having an impact on the people. You can go to one big city and see tons of different singing groups at various levels, and so I'm looking forward to being in a smaller country like that, where you can get from city to city very quickly and see lots of different singing groups.
Now, you mentioned the millions and millions of Americans that are singing. I'm wondering if that was something that you grew up doing in New Ulm, Minnesota.
Well, I did, but mostly as an avocation. My family is a family of teachers and of farmers, and I don't think there's a professional musician back on my family tree on either side, but music was a strong part of our culture, and even my grandfather, who was only educated through the eighth grade, would sit down and play hymns on his harmonica at the end of a long day of farm work, mm-hmm. And so the music has been in my ears, is what I like to say, all of my life, and it's really quite exciting to now think about taking that to an international level and just, you know, again, getting to see what's happening around the world.
Now, you're the artistic director and founder of the Dakota Chorale. What led to the creation of that group?
Well, I think, you know, I had lived and worked in South Dakota and done my education at South Dakota State University, where I was, you know, blessed to have teachers who, although I was studying agriculture, said, hey, you might think about music, and here's how we could help you do that. And, you know, lived in the state for several years while my wife did pharmacy school there. And one of the things I was noticing was just that there were lots of strong choral programs at high schools. There were good youth choirs. There were good college choirs, but there wasn't anything working at the level of the South Dakota Symphony. And not just working on that level musically, but an organization that could begin to advocate for all of the different levels of singing that were happening within the state. And so not just that we were performing, but we were going to try and start advocating. And I think that's one of the great things of this fellowship. Is it's certainly exciting to me personally, but I am almost more excited about what I'm hoping to be able to bring back to South Dakota. And I think ACDA, our American Choral Directors Association, really sees that as one of the primary visions of the exchange program, is that we will begin to plant seeds and build relationships with Swedish conductors and other American conductors that we can carry on for the rest of our careers. So I very much hope that the people I meet, and I envision this already, that the people I meet in Sweden will be people that I can hopefully bring to South Dakota to guest conduct the professional choir, the South Dakota Choir, the Chorale, but also maybe line up opportunities for the universities to have them come and do guest teaching, and the high schools and the youth choirs. And I think, you know, an integrated structure like that is one that really begins to have the type of sweeping effect and growth of singing that Sweden has seen. So I think I see a lot of collaboration in the future, and I hope that the connections I make can all come back to South Dakota.
We're talking with Brian Schmidt. He's the artistic director and founder of the South Dakota Chorale. He's been awarded a fellowship with the 2015 International Conductors Exchange Program that'll take him to Stockholm, Sweden. Since we're talking about the Dakota Chorale a little bit here, let's just listen to a little bit of the Dakota Chorale. Brian, in hearing even just a few seconds of the South Dakota Chorale, I'm taken by just the power of just the sound of the human voice, and I'm wondering what it is about that magical blend of the human voice and why it affects us so strongly.
Well, I think I think you've hit right on one of the. Yeah, the main things that we singers really love about our instrument and sharing it, you know, it just happens to be the only instrument that exists within the human body. And the exciting thing about that is that I think we have a connection to our instrument emotionally and expressively that is inherent, and it just exists. And so when we get together as singers, one of the things we also try and find is a common emotional expression that we can make with the music. And that's not to say that instrumentalists don't work at that. I think it's just something unique about our instrument. And so I think one of the things we work with the South Dakota Chorale, these are all professional level singers, and they all have extremely finely tuned skills. But we still have to work quite a bit at finding, you know, the common goal. And I think that's one of the powers of music, just hinting back again, the powers of singing as a social activity and as a societal presence that we can all gather with one another and just find unity in that.
Well, Brian, we only have about a minute left here. What's coming up next for the Dakota Chorale? I understand you're working on a second CD.
We are. We just recorded it last January, a new CD of all Baltic and Scandinavian sacred music, and that will be released in February of 2015. And lots and lots of details. Follow our Facebook page for details on that, and our website, southdakotachorale.com. But we've got Christmas concerts up in December, and some possible performances for sure in Sioux Falls the third week in December, and some maybe run-out locations. We're hoping to perform maybe down by Yankton and also in Brookings. And so just keep tuned into, we communicate a lot by social media, and we're very excited to work on that project. And then we're headed to Salt Lake City next February to perform for the National Choral Directors Conference, and we'll be singing in the Mormon Tabernacle. Oh. So that'll be an exciting performance.
All right. Well, we'll have a link to your webpage so people can find that, get more information what's going on at the Dakota Chorale and more. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carl.